Welcome to this 5-minute screencast about Windows Server 2008 R2. In this screencast, we will be talking about WebDAV and how to configure it to deploy PHP applications to our web server running on Windows Server Core. The Web Extension module incorporates many new features that enable web authors to publish content better than before, and offers web administrator a more secure way to do their deployment. This new version of Windows Server 2008 R2 incorporates the WebDAV extension module, and all you need to do is to enable it. There are a couple of prerequisites for you to run these steps on your server. First of all, you need to have IIS 7.5 installed. We will not cover that in this screencast. You will also need to enable the Server Core WoW 64 feature in order to be able to run the PHP distribution, and finally have PHP deployed and IIS 7 configured to run PHP applications. First of all, we will install the WebDAV feature on the Server Core box. We are already on it, and the feature name that we need to install first is called IIS WebDAV. I have it here. This will install the WebDAV extensions to IIS 7.5, and as we need to have Windows authentication enabled on the website in order to run a secure deployment, we will need to install the IIS Windows authentication feature on the Server Core box. After these couple of features have been enabled, WebDAV is now ready to be configured. In order to do that, we will manage this server box from a secondary management station to using the IIS management console. Before going to the management workstation, I will make sure that the Windows management service is started. Here it says that it is. So I am confident that I will be able to manage this box remotely. I move to a second workstation running a full installation of Windows Server 2008 R2, and I open the IIS Manager console. I have already this remote server connected. I will provide my credentials. It prompts me for the certificate authenticity, and now we are already managing the remote web server from our management workstation. The first thing to do is to enable the WebDAV feature on the default website. WebDAV can be enabled at the server level, so it will be enabled for every site, or at the site level. The recommended way for security purposes is to enable it on a site basis, so you can have a management site that you can use to deploy code bases of applications to any other site. WebDAV, to enable WebDAV, you just need to enter the WebDAV authoring rule sections. First of all, select the enable WebDAV link. Now that WebDAV is enabled on the site, we will add an authoring rule. An authoring rule will manage how administrators can access the file systems on the web server via WebDAV. We will allow access for all content, all users. Notice that we can specify a couple of Windows users using Windows authentication, and then read, source, and write. So the administrator is able to do everything. Now we need to add Windows authentication capabilities to the website. Notice that by default the anonymous authentication is enabled and Windows authentication disabled. Windows authentication now appears here because we already deployed the feature. If not, it will not appear. You need to install the feature to have this option here. We will disable anonymous authentication and enable Windows authentication. Now this website has extended protection that will prompt for credentials to everyone who tries to browse it. Great. In order to use WebDAV, you will only need to guarantee that the web client service is running on the box. Here it is started. We could switch it to automatic start, so we guarantee that it will start the next time the system is restarted. And the one hard prerequisite for having this web client service running is that it needs the desktop experience service. No, desktop experience feature. It's a feature of Windows Server 2008 R2. Add features. Here it is. I have already deployed it. But this is a requirement for having the web client service running. The web client service running, it will allow me to mount a WebDAV folder using the standard netuse command. The command would be netuse on any drive letter http://, and our web server address. The command completed successfully. So this means that on the set drive, I have access to the default website on the web server. This is as the default website is pointing to basic settings to initpub www.root. I am directly accessing that folder via WebDAV after running the netuse command. So as we are here, we will deploy our PHP sample application, which I had on my desktop. It is here. It's a sample image gallery. You can download it for free. Notice that it is being copied through an HTTP channel, which allows you to manage the security more with more granularity. And of course, this can be one advantage of HTTP is that it can be most of the times routed beyond our company boundaries through our firewall. Well, I have already copied this. Let's take a look on the default website. If I refresh, I already see the new folder. I will create a new website for this PHP application called Image Gallery PHP with a physical path of, remember we need to specify a path on the remote computer, which would be initpub root spmg. We will use a host header named caf to avoid clashing with the default website. The specified directory does not exist on the server. Let's see what is exactly the name. SPGM. Image gallery PHP. No, which is fine. We should guarantee that this website has a corresponding handle to run PHP. It is already there. I have configured it before. And we should be able to run, browse the index.php page, and it will be the welcome page of the image gallery. Okay, we have already successfully browsed the PHP application, and if you enter the sample gallery, you can see our friend Darth Vader trying to put together his laser saber. Okay, this is the end of the screencast to understand the steps we performed. We first went to the server core web server and deployed the requirements. The required features for running WebDAV. Later on, from this management workstation, we show you that you need to have the web client service running in order to run the netuse command that will map the web.dev folder to your machine. And later on, we deployed a PHP sample application running an image gallery, and we did that deployment through web.dev. I hope you find this useful. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.